Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
I'm excited to have with me today on Connected, Reverend Bill Preston. He is the Associate Pastor of Everlasting Covenant Church in Fairmont, West Virginia, also an awesome evangelist and a teacher. Welcome to today's edition of Connected, Bill.
Always a pleasure and a privilege to be with you, Brother Tim.
Tell us a little bit about your ministry, what you're doing right now.
Well, at the present time, I'm teaching a series of lessons on prophecy at Trinity Independent Church in Monongah, West Virginia. I also go out to other churches and minister, involved in a radio ministry at He's Alive every Saturday at 11:15, the Anchor Holds radio broadcast. And the Lord has burdened me to go wherever to reach the lost for Jesus Christ.
Praise God. It's going to be an awesome topic of conversation today. You do not want to miss it. Call someone up and tell them Reverend Bill Preston and I are together today on Connected. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this song.
Beyond my highest hope.
I'm back with my special guest today on Connected, Reverend Bill Preston, and he has the Anchor Holds radio broadcast that comes on at 11:15 a.m. each and every Saturday morning. It is prophecy-based and prophecy-related, and he's been preaching some awesome messages. Bill, I'm so thankful that you're with me today on Connected, and before we broke for the song just a few moments ago, you were telling us that you have a Bible study. It's every Thursday. Tell us a little bit about that and where it's at.
This Bible study concerns Bible prophecy and how present-day events are fulfilled. As we look at the Bible, what we're seeing today is the Bible being fulfilled right before our very eyes. And the church needs to awaken to these things and the reality of what is happening in our world.
Well, I appreciate that, Brother Bill. And of course, I've known you for several years, and you've always bring an on-time message to the body of Christ. And we have been doing some awesome things together here on Connected over the past couple of years. And God has used you to prophesy to Sharon and I, to folk in the tri-state area. We've prayed together, believed God together for great manifestation of things to take place. And today, God has been laying upon your heart about a certain specific subject to talk about, even while you were driving up here from Fairmont. Tell us about it.
Yes, as I was driving over here today, the Lord began to speak to my heart about how important it is that every believer be in the perfect will of God, in that place that God has designated for each person to be, because God is bringing all things to a culmination in the day and age in which we're living. And the church has a job to do. That church will be over. Jesus will come. And then the great tribulation period will take place. But it's so important that we be in the perfect will of God. I read in Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, "And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit, that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. Notice he said that it fell on good ground and did yield fruit and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100.
Praise God. Let's just stop there for a moment and look at the Word of God. What kind of fruit is the reader of the author of the book of Mark trying to teach us about? Of course, we know from Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22 and 23 about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and temperance, or self-control. Against such there is no law. When we look at those nine fruit of the Spirit, those should be evident at the moment of conversion, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But because of the soulish part of man, which is not saved, the mind, the will, and the emotions that are becoming saved, we must renew our lives daily with the teachings of Jesus and with the Word of God, as Paul said in Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2, in order to be able to be effective fruit bearers. Isn't that true?
Amen. Fruit is the result of labor. The fruit of the Spirit is the result of God's work within the heart of the believer, producing the life of Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
But the work that we do, God wants us to bear fruit. Paul talks about living in the Spirit. He also talks about walking in the Spirit.
Amen.
To walk in the Spirit is to bear fruit, to do the works that Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
Paul says in Romans chapter 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Notice there's three things there. The good will of God, the acceptable will of God,
yes,
but the perfect will of God.
Amen.
In other words, the seed that brings forth 30-fold is the good will of God.
That's exactly right.
60 is the acceptable will of God. But we can bring forth 100-fold, which is the perfect will of God.
Praise God.
I want to be in the perfect will of God.
Amen. Praise God. You know what I love about this, Brother Bill, is that as we interject back and forth, the Holy Spirit is taking these words, and there's a word in the Greek called syntax, and it means sentence structure. And I love how Holy Spirit does this. He'll take the sentence structure of what we are saying, put his hand upon it, cause an anointing to take place so that the listening audience can receive this as revelation.
Amen.
30, 60, and 100-fold.
Amen. You know, when I look back on my own Christian experience, when God called me into the church.
Yes.
I taught a little children's class, and that was wonderful. But that was 30-fold fruit. God wanted me to go on beyond that. So in 1973, God called me into the ministry.
Yes.
Pastoring three churches. I did that for about 7 years. That was 60-fold. But God wanted more than that. In 1980, I entered into the evangelistic field. I preached on three radio stations in Fairmont. I traveled to schools, jails, prisons, churches all over North Central West Virginia. That was 100-fold fruit.
Praise God.
But praise God, last year, when you had me over here to He's Alive Radio, the Lord laid upon my heart to ask you, would it be possible for me to have a program on He's Alive Radio?
Mm.
And immediately Sister Sharon said, why, of course.
Absolutely.
So God has taken me beyond, and now being able to preach to a potential hundreds of thousands of people.
Yes.
That's bringing forth 100-fold fruit.
Praise
God. The perfect will of God for my life.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of folks sometimes, Pastor Bill, they will look at the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit, and they will get those two confused. And I heard a minister say several years ago at Tri-City Word of Faith in Fairmont, he said, we should never leapfrog over the fruit of the Spirit to get to the gifts of the Spirit.
Amen.
And the very first time that I had ever operated in the gift of the Word of Knowledge, you had spoken into my life and said that God wanted me to operate in that by faith. Step out in faith and give a word of knowledge. And I gave a word of knowledge about a woman who had lost a ring. And she looked at me and she says, how did you know that? And I said, this man right here educated me in that area to tell me that when the Holy Spirit would speak to my heart, I would have to open up my mouth, speak in faith, and as I would speak forth that word of knowledge, as God laid it upon my heart, God will surely bring that to pass. 30, 60, and 100-fold return in the gifts. But like that man said, we should never leapfrog over the fruit of the Spirit to get to the gifts of the Spirit. And we're talking about love. We're talking about joy and peace and things such as this.
The gifts of the Spirit are what Jesus does. The fruit of the Spirit is what Jesus is.
Oh, my. Praise God.
You know, the gifts will not do us any good unless they operate out of love.
That's right.
And so the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you truly love God,
mm-hmm.
if you truly love people, you will want to bear 100-fold fruit. You
yes.
will want to be in the perfect will of God. And I want to encourage the listeners today to begin to seek God for that perfect place in your life, because it's so important that we fulfill our destiny and the job that God has given us to do.
You know, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say there are folks that are out there listening right now that they believe that the seed has fallen upon good ground, but that the enemy has come to steal that seed away before they could even consume it.
There's still time for you. I remember Ruth there in the Old Testament, a picture of the church. Naomi, who's a picture of the Holy Spirit, told her to go out into the field to glean the wheat.
That's right.
Well, she didn't know what field to go to, so mm-hmm. she just picked one, but the Lord was leading her. God was looking over the banister of heaven and guiding her steps, and she found herself in the field of Boaz.
That's right.
If we are willing and obedient and humble before God, God will bring us to the place of His perfect will for us.
Praise God. As my wife says all the time, she says, if you're looking for a bozo, you're going to find it. But don't look for a bozo, look for a Boaz. Praise God. So, and a Boaz will be the one that will help you to bring forth that same fruit, 30, 60, and preferably 100-fold. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. Back with my special guest today on Connected, Reverend Bill Preston, and we are going to be going to the Lord in prayer here in just a few moments' time. Let me just say to Covenant Partners, thank you so much for supporting us, not only with your financial gifts, but also with your prayerful support daily, throughout the day, periodically. We're praying over the needs that come into the station, and I'm thinking of a need that just came in a couple of days ago of a man who is suffering. His lungs are filled up with fluid. His heart has stopped a couple of times. And we believe, God, for your restoration, sir. If you're listening today as a point of contact, just lay your hand forward toward the radio, and through the law of contact and transmission, what is in us is going to come out. The anointing is going to touch you, and you're going to be healed today as you hear the word of God in Jesus' name.
Psalm 27, verse 14. Brother, I want you to receive this today. The Bible says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Jesus is a heart fixer, and he made your heart. And God loves you so much today that He is right there with you. Just reach out to Him. Lord Jesus, touch this brother. Touch him, Lord God. Bring healing to his heart. Strengthen him, Lord. Let him live out his days in your service. God, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name.
And Bill, there's several that are listening right now, and I know that by the word of knowledge that God is telling me. There's a man, you are living in Shinston, West Virginia, and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You thought by fate that you stumbled onto this radio broadcast, but Bill and I are here together to believe God with you as you pray a prayer with Pastor Bill here in just a moment to receive Christ. Just bow your head right there where you're at.
Pray this prayer from your heart. Speak the words out loud. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner, separated from you by my sins and my sinful nature. But I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe He died on the cross for me. I believe He shed His blood to wash my sins away. I believe He arose from the dead. And I confess Him. I receive Him right now as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Save me. Give me a home in heaven. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for receiving me. In Jesus' name.
And if you've prayed that prayer with Pastor Bill today, we want you to phone us up during regular business office hours. That's Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And tell someone on the other end of the line that you just gave your heart to Jesus Christ. For Romans 10 and verse number 10 says, "For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, with the heart man believes unto righteousness." Someone standing by to take your call at 301-895-3292. Be richly blessed today and receive that healing as well. Bill, so glad that you were on to today's broadcast.
Thank you so much, Brother Tim. Always a joy.
Praise God. And remember, the Anchor Holds radio broadcast with Pastor Bill Preston comes on each and every Saturday morning at 11:15 right here on He's Alive Radio. God bless you richly this day in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.